Good morning and open to the and welcome to the Project Joy radio show. It sounds like we are live. And Sherry, I'm just going to bring you up.
Hello there. Sherry? It's working.
It's working. I can say I'm tremendously relieved.
Yes, exactly. So it won't be another day on the phone with Start Meeting.
That's right. So without much ado, I thought I would read the assignment from yesterday, and we hope to hear from folks on what their practice around that assignment was like before we set up the assignment for today.
Beautiful.
And the assignment from yesterday was, "Do not be afraid, Jesus." The reason mm-hmm. Jesus could say that with such certainty is that he knew there is nothing to fear. Today, consider the role mm-hmm. fear plays in your life. When you notice fear arising, turn on the recorder and ask the mentor to offer guidance. Listen to these recordings often. Practice living from the certainty that you are safe and there is nothing to fear. And so, here's our first caller.
Good caller,
you are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself and let us know how you what you saw in the practice of this assignment?
Hi, this is Jill in New York.
Hi there.
Hi. Well, I saw two things. One is that, I guess one is around the process of doing the assignment, which was, you know, sometimes I have a direct experience of conditioning when I'm doing the assignment. So there, you know, especially something like this when we're just starting a class or starting a year-long thing and I'm not in the practice of doing this type of thing, oftentimes mm-hmm. the first thing that I encounter is a lot of conditioning.
conditioning is really right there and quick with the opinions, isn't it?
Yes. Exactly.
Whether it knows anything about anything or not, it always sees that as irrelevant.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Well, it tries really hard to put its frame around what this experience is supposed to be like, or what it's supposed to do, or what is supposed to be happening.
Does "be not afraid" mean?
Right. Exactly.
Right. And how do you deal with that then? Yeah.
Yeah. It really always seeks unanswerable questions. Like that's mm-hmm. sort of part of its trick. It's like it's always asking pushing for it in some direction that is a complete distraction and is suffering.
Yeah, with an element though of or an implication that you should figure this out.
Exactly.
That you need to figure.
Exactly.
You need to figure out everything about this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which could take the next year and
yeah.
lead nowhere.
Yeah. Because So I have yesterday I had a very clear sense of the filter that I'm dismantling in some way. The filter comes in, hears stuff, and then the filter is trying to, put this in a way that suits conditioning. It's really trying to take this practice opportunity to suit conditioning.
Yes, and the good news about that, I project, is you are not afraid of the process.
Yes. Yep. Yes.
Which is huge, isn't it? I mean, just for us all to take that in, because what we're meant to do is live in such a state of imaginary fear
mm-hmm.
that we can't even entertain a notion such as being present without fear.
Yes, if I can take that as to what I was experiencing, like the fear of well, what you first started out saying, a fear of that process. Like, there's nothing wrong with the process I had yesterday. There's nothing wrong with the fact that all this conditioning came up. There's no, I mean, it's not, in my experience, that will push me more towards, you know, the conditioned view almost more than anything. So to have no fear of exactly what you're describing, like that, the, it's just a voice. It's just a conversation. It has no power.
That's right.
I learned that from this practice. It has no body. It has nothing. That's all it has. So
that's right. And what you're doing, is practicing being here. There, we just end that sentence. It sounded like I was going somewhere, and I thought for a moment I was. But we're just practicing being here, not here under certain circumstances.
Yeah.
Because what we know is, whatever is happening right now is going to benefit me if I pay attention.
Yeah, and that's the other piece, the second part, exactly what I was thinking is that, I mean, I have am devoting my life to waking up and ending suffering, and so I just get so inspired to allow myself to do that in context that fear, that conditioning doesn't want me to do it. So like I'm at work and fear comes up. And so it's unusual in my workplace to take a moment to address that, to pick up the recorder and have a conversation with the mentor about what I'm experiencing. But I need the willingness to do that because that's what I'm in the business of, you know, so.
That's right. That is my life aim.
Exactly.
And so conditioning either would say or imply that you're too busy to do that. You know, there's too much going on. People don't pay you to be aware. They don't pay you. Well, actually, they do, but not conditioning's version of that. And so to realize, whoa, I could spend X amount of my day in this conditioned fear conversation, or I could pick up that recorder, get out of it, get here, and really be present for life and enjoy life. And oh, by the way, do the job that the people who hired me were hoping when they hired me that I would do.
Yep. It benefits all.
Endless benefits. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jill.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
Thanks, Jill. It's just so fascinating, right, Sherry, that the impulse from ego is always one of no, because it is afraid.
Yes. Yes, because it is fear.
It is fear.
Right, which is, that's what so benefits ego when we are afraid. Because when we are afraid, we are identified with ego. So it's already accomplished everything that it needs to accomplish in order to continue its illusory little existence.
And fear of fear is a killer.
Is a killer. Yeah, for us. Now, again, for ego, it's just gravy, right? So there's fear, then there's fear of fear, then there's feeling bad about fear, then there's getting on a self-improvement program to get over feeling bad about fear, get over being afraid, you know, and we're just getting farther and farther away from the moment, from the present, which dissolves. The present dissolves fear because we cannot simultaneously be attending to fear and attending to presence. We can only do one thing at a time. We can only attend to one thing. So as soon as we're here, there is no fear.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to think, I think we have time to bring on another caller on this topic before we switch gears. So next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hi. This is Alicia.
Hi. Hi, Alicia.
Hi, Alicia.
What did you see?
Take you off speaker. Is this better?
Oh, way yes, much. Is. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Okay. My question is, so around the be not afraid, you know, when I was on day one of the, you know, sort of things I wanted to accept was accepting the fear, because that was one of the things that came up about, now I'm losing the exact question from day one, but I found on day one I was recording about the fear, and then day two, the focus is, okay, let's talk about fear. And I'm finding that I'm getting all sort of wrapped up in, okay, I see that fear is a part of my life, but then I'm finding the experience of be not afraid to feel like I'm not accepting, I'm rejecting, like I'm pushing away, and then I'm just getting stuck in this.
Okay. I have a place to look, okay? And this is perfect that you brought this up following what we were just talking about with Jill, because it can seem that way. If we don't focus on that critical element of being present. Because being present doesn't deny our experience. It dissolves our experience. Okay. So, if you have an experience of fear, and say it has the element of, you know, butterflies in the stomach, or that you know, that anxiety kind of thing, and maybe you're a little trembly and your palms are sweaty and your heart is beating faster, and you come into the present, and you come into the present with an attitude of curiosity. So here you are. Now you're here. You're breathing, and you're really focusing on those sensations in your body. What really being with what you're actually experiencing. Now, the thing that is not attended to there is a conversation in the head. So you're just with your actual experience of what we would call fear. And as you're with that experience, what you will realize is, and I'm not telling you this so that you won't have the experience. I'm telling you this hoping that you will have the experience, and then you'll say, oh, yeah, I that is the experience I had. So you're staying with those sensations, everything that's going on in your body, and the sensations just pass away. They just dissolve because they're being fueled by a conversation, a fear-mongering conversation in the head. And without that conversation, they're just simply sensations in the body that are there for as long as they're there, and then they pass away. And without that conversation to perpetuate them, they just pass away.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so that is really, you know, the being present is the act of acceptance, basically. Like, because I was thinking about the recording, you know, doing the recording of, you know, in fear. I think about courage, but it still feels like a resistance to the experience.
That's right. It is.
Yeah.
And so for me, the recording would be, and because you could record the process of being present and paying attention. So the recording is, my heart is beating faster. I can feel that there's a little tremor throughout my whole torso, and there's a tightness in the solar plexus. It kind of feels like a hand is wrapped around the solar plexus, and I can feel that, the breath is coming up, is a little shallow, having trouble taking a deep breath. That's what the recording would be.
Okay.
Not, okay, I need to be more courageous. That's like some kind of an affirmation, which does not lead to acceptance at all.
No.
And is easily manipulated by the voices.
Yeah, and the experience of it was sort of the same as the, well, don't think of an elephant, because it just made me feel more afraid, you know, of the
like,
wrong
and blah, blah, blah. Yes, okay. Right, and it's turning it over to conditioned mind to get you out of an experience of conditioned mind, which again, I mean, you can see that little con artist over there rubbing its imaginary little hands together, right? Because, oh, yeah, yeah, I can help you with that. Come home with me. I will help you with that. So
yeah,
use the recording. You're a little, sound a little underwater to me. Say that again.
Oh, I just said the experience of the recording. It was obvious to me that I was not, like I was doing something wrong, because if the feeling just gets intensified, well, there's a clue.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And that's the magic. That's why there is nothing, you know, people will say, it's Zen business. It's just stuffing feelings. No, it is not. It's actually having the feelings. What it's not having is the conversation.
Okay.
Huge difference. One leads to freedom, you know, dropping the conversation and really being here with the human being, with what she's experiencing, is freedom. Talking about what's going on with her, oof, no freedom there. And it doesn't matter, actually, whether we're talking to somebody else or we're listening to a conversation in our heads. It's the same thing. We're just living in a story, and that story is keeping us from being here where life is actually happening, where freedom, joy, all of those things that our hearts truly desire, all of those are here, and that story takes us somewhere else.
Very helpful. Thank
you. All right, good. I'm so glad. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Alicia. I think we want to underline that, right, Sherry? The acceptance that we're going for is the acceptance that is being with whatever is there, not accepting the story.
Yeah, out of the conversation, and it's the old one that I like so much from the old television show, the gal on the television show. You know, when I want to know what's going on with me, or you know, whatever, I just look down and see where my feet are. Mm-hmm. It's such an interesting way of looking at getting here. So where are my feet? And it's funny. I like that so much because it's an amazing disidentifying technique. I don't know if she meant it that way, but, you know, by the time you get out of the story enough to look down and see where your feet are and actually relate to your feet, you put a great big in that story. Now, of course, conditioned mind is going to want to pull us right back into the story, but we have that little break, that little moment of something other, a present moment life experience other than that conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think we can have one more caller on their process, Sherry, before we switch to our focus for today.
Okay.
So,
all right, wonderful, thank you.
Caller, you are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Karen. Good morning.
Hey, Karen.
Hi.
Good morning.
So one of the, so much that I was seeing about this is that there are many processes like irritation, impatience. Those were what I was experiencing as symptoms of underlying fear. Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm sorry. I had muted. So if I'm understanding what you're saying, that's a really important point, that those experiences are an indication of the presence of ego.
Yeah, yes, and because it's what we were looking at earlier, presence is the absence of fear, And those underlying symptoms, those underlying ego processes, if I can see them arise and pass away, or I can get identified with them.
Yes, yes. It's such an important point. So many experiences that we have as conditioned human beings that we believe, we're meant to believe, we're conditioned to believe are real, are simply camouflage, right? To keep us from recognizing ego's takeover. So, again, if we see fear, if we see fear, if we just use fear as a synonym for ego, because ego is fear, it's constantly attempting to manipulate so that we will give attention to it. It uses all kinds of life content to put itself forward. So being irritable, being frustrated, being oftentimes sad, disappointed, all kinds of stories that we are meant to believe are real experiences are actually just camouflaging ego.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and so that's what I've been looking at.
Wow. Well, that's big, isn't it? Because if we take it that way, Karen, if we go that route, I mean, with what Jesus said, it's kind of a blanket statement. Okay, don't be afraid. Be not afraid. And it's one of those, that's a good idea. How do we do that? and if we focus in that way and we come to the place of being able to do that, really being able to be present and not go into any stories about the past or the future, then we're home free. The way you're doing it is breaking it down into what for most of us would be more manageable chunks. So if I start recognizing all of the camouflage gear ego puts on, then it's judgment, it's intolerance, it's irritation, it's frustration, it's this whole list of its expectations, its assumptions, and they're all just different outfits that ego is putting on and parading across the stage of our awareness in order to grab the attention.
Yes, I love the way it breaks it down, too, and it makes it manageable and very relatable in, as far as the everyday practice goes, because it's like, oh, don't be afraid, it can sound so big. And then working with the individual...
Yeah.
The individual ego processes, because ego will say, "Oh, I'm not afraid right in this moment, but yet I'm frustrated."
Exactly. Yes, and it's what we were talking about with Alicia, right? That so there you are, and you realize I'm irritated. Okay, well then let's stop right there. Now I don't need to go into a story about because he did that and she didn't do that and. They that, and this is and that. This is the reason that I'm feeling this way. And, of course, the more I go into the reasons I'm feeling this way, the more I'm feeling this way. So instead of doing that, because that just takes us out into imaginary land, right? Because that's not happening. It's a movie. It's a play. It's a fiction, right? So what's actually happening? Now I come back here. What does it feel like to feel irritated? Okay, so where's the tension in the body? Where's the, what's fueling that? What's going on with that? Now I'm really present to the human experience, right? And again, as I am, because there's nothing fueling that. There's no story keeping my irritation alive, the sensations that were generated by that story, by that ego reaction, they pass away. There's nothing sustaining them, and so they pass away, and I'm just here. Right? Now, of course, what we see is the voice comes in and says, yeah, well, but she didn't, you know, and we're meant to just leap back into that story and get those sensations all revved up again, build up a bunch of energy for ego to siphon off. And we're not doing that. Now, are we in denial of my experience of irritation? No. No. We are just simply not going along with a con job.
And that's the fascinating part of the discovery, when we can stay with the sensations. And I'm smiling as you're talking, because that's when it becomes the fun part of practice.
Yes, yes, because it is fun to be here, isn't it? It's fun to be here and in that attitude of curiosity and exploration and discovery. That's way, way, way more fun than being stuck in a conversation designed to cause us to suffer. All right, well, thank you, Karen. That was very, very helpful.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Karen. That was fun.
Yes. Well, I love this progression. You know, Jill, with what Jill started out with, and then Alicia took it into the body part of it, and then Karen into the various ways that ego manifests, hides out, takes over. Very good.
So, Sherry, we're at that time at the show to introduce the next assignment and maybe look at it together for a little bit so that we are set up for the practice for today. And this assignment is, how we spend our days is, of course, how we spend our lives. This refers to process, not content. It's not a matter of what we do. It's how we are as we do what we do. Today, spend some time being how you want your life to be. Begin the day with a recording about how you choose to live your life, in love, with compassion, being kind, feeling reverence, and then practice living it.
Mm. You know, when you say that, it's funny. I never actually saw it this way, but the main difference between conscious compassion awareness and the dualistic world of conditioning. We'll get into that conversation at another point. I'm not saying those are dualities, because as we know, duality is contained within conscious compassion awareness. But what we realize in practice is it's not what, it's how. And in the world of ego, it's not how, it's what.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
It's really a dramatic contrast, isn't it?
Yes. Well, and I think what the quote is pointing at is so many things, and I hope people practicing during the day will bring the insights to the show tomorrow, ego is a contraction, right? It's a focus on something very specific, which is the what, but awareness.
It's very small, right?
Yeah.
It's a narrow focus, yeah.
And the belief contained in it is it's the only focus. Whereas if we expand to an awareness perspective, which is what Project Joy is all about, then it's not that we don't see the content of the ego, but the perspective from which we're coming from allows us to have an orientation that is completely not about the what. It becomes a process perspective, as the quote said. It's not that we do something differently with the content, right? It's actually a movement between two lenses. And unless we have that experience of the shift, we don't actually know what it means when we say not what, but how.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I say that so quickly now because it's so much my experience, but I remember the years of trying to grapple with when my teacher would say that, drop that into it. You would be talking along and he'd say, well, now, you remember, it's not what, it's how. And I go, oh,
well,
I don't know what you mean.
And then you did, right? Well, it was so beautifully illustrated in the conversation with Alicia, right? The ego way of dealing with fear is to get on a recorder and affirm that you're not afraid. The mm-hmm. awareness way of dealing with being afraid is to be present to the fear or mm-hmm. whatever it is fear is labeled. And how you make the recording determines whether you're in the what process or how process. Are you in the mm-hmm. process of presence or are you in the process of ego?
Yeah, and it's so much what we're doing in awareness practice, right? Because what we need to determine is how we want our life to be. What life experience, which is back to the Project Joy. So if we want a joyful life, then it's not that we need to get all of the what's, the content in our lives, lined up the way ego says we have to do in order to have that joy as an outcome. We need to learn how to be in joy, and then when we are in joy, all of the content of life will be joyful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I read a quote this morning which basically said that the way to make that movement is to accept that there is a source of joy that's outside of ego.
Uh-huh.
That is beyond the ego.
Yes. Yeah, that yeah. contains the ego, right? So yesterday, I don't know, maybe it was on the radio show last night, but I heard myself use an image of living in ego is like walking up to a wall, putting your nose on the wall, and thinking that you're viewing life.
Yes. Yeah.
And then yeah. and then you turn around and you get a much closer sense of what it's like to actually be in life rather than that limited, contracted, constipated world of ego.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
all
it
right.
sounds like we have a wonderful assignment for the day, and we're only 2 minutes over time, so I think we managed
Excellent.
A great show, and our technology difficulties were resolved. So, yay,
Woo!
All around.
Yay. All right. Thank you, Ashwini.
Well, I think
Thank
I
you, everybody.
Jesus quote. I live the Jesus quote, Sherry. Be not afraid. It will all work out.
Right, even of technology.
Yes. Okay.
Right.
Take care, Sherry. Have a
Thanks.
Wonderful day and
Thank
take
you.
Care, everybody out there. Bye-bye.
Thanks, everybody.